Unlock big savings while adding style and security to your home with Schlage door locks from Menards. High-quality Schlage Wi-Fi compatible entry locks allow you to lock and unlock your home from anywhere with your phone. Get peace of mind and save big money on all door locks at Menards. Plus, don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.
Hi, I'm Grant Wall, and welcome to the Planet Football Podcast, where I go in-depth with the most intriguing people in the world of soccer. In this episode, I'm joined by two Bayern Munich wingers in different stages of their careers. Arjen Robben, now 34, is one of the game's great players of the last decade. And Serge Gnabry is just 23 and coming off two straight double-digit goal seasons in the Bundesliga with Hoffenheim and Werder Bremen. I sat down with him this week in Philadelphia, and I think you'll enjoy the conversations. Just a quick reminder, it's a huge help if you subscribe, rate, and review the podcast. It helps people find us. Onward! Our guest today is Bayern Munich's Arjen Robben, who's here in Philadelphia during the International Champions Cup. Arjen, thanks for joining me.
Hey, you're welcome.
Great to have you here. I want to start by asking you, this is your 10th season at Bayern Munich.
Yeah.
When you first joined Bayern, did you have any idea you would stay at the club this long?
No. Well, especially if you look at my record, like with my former clubs, 10 years is a big record because I stayed when I started going, when I went abroad, I played at Chelsea for 3 years and then Real Madrid 2 years. So 10 years now, it's a long time, but it's also something I'm really proud of because I think we built something up with the club. We had a huge development inside the club with the team. Great achievements as well, but also I think just apart from just the football side, also in general, the club I think had a great development as well.
What is it about the conditions at Bayern Munich, whether it's soccer, whether it's personal side with your family, what is it that makes it a place that you would want to stay 10 years?
Well, I think what is quite unique is it's like, yeah, they call it also, it's like the saying we have at the club, the Mia San Mia, it's like a family club. And I think once you're in, I felt welcome from the first minute I joined the club. And what I say, my family feels they feel at home. They're also, two of my kids are born in Munich as well. So it's I think just everything. It's not if you like it at the club, that's just one thing, you know, football. But the other thing is, of course, the family. They have to feel well. They have to feel at home. And from that point of view, I think we're just very, very happy where we are.
You signed a new 1 year contract with Bayern Munich over the summer. Why did you want to stay with the club another year?
because what I said before.
I think
we just feel at home. We know what we have in Munich. It is a great club. I just want to play at the highest level. And of course, I mean, because now the extension of the contract took a little bit longer than normal, so. Of course, you get some other offers in as well from other clubs. And in the end, I just decided to stay another year.
A lot of wingers these days are in their 20s. Sometimes it's thought of as a young person's position. You're 34 now. In what ways do you play the winger position differently than you did 10 years ago?
Well, not really a lot different, I think. I think still is a lot on intuition, but I think you have a lot more experience. So I think that's something you have to use. Of course, I mean, in the end, you cannot fight nature. So when you're getting older, you maybe slightly losing pace, losing speed. But at the moment, I don't feel like that I'm like, but it's also going so slow, so minimal, so you won't notice it as well. But at the moment, I feel still very good, you know, very fit. Of course, I had my injuries as well in the past, but when I'm fit, then I feel still strong. And I hope to do that for at least one more year, but hopefully maybe for maybe a few years.
When you say intuition about playing your position, what goes into that? What when you say intuition?
No, intuition is more like the way, you know, you want to play football. If I receive the ball, sometimes I don't know where I'm going to end a situation or what I'm going to do. And yeah, it's just reacting on how the game goes, how the situation on the pitch goes. And sometimes you don't know where it ends. And sometimes still a little adventure, you know. If you go for dribbling, I want to attack players. I want to attack the people, the defenders, and create danger. And like with passes or with a dribble, like setting up goals or scoring goals. And I think that's our main target as a winger.
When you've been healthy, you've been tremendously productive every year at Bayern Munich. What have you done in this off season to really try and make sure that your fitness is in the best place possible?
Well, I think nothing really different than compared to the other season. The only thing is, of course, which was very disappointing, of course, we missed out on the World Cup. So the only little advantage it had was that the holiday was longer this time. I had six weeks off. So, especially in the beginning, I really took a rest. But then the last 3 weeks, I started training again for myself individually and trying to build up condition again. And so at the moment, I feel when I started again with Bayern, with the team, with the preseason, I felt quite good, quite fit. And of course, now with all the training sessions, it's only getting better.
You have a new coach at Bayern, Niko Kovac. What have you learned about him so far?
Well, he's very ambitious, of course. He's very young, but he knows what has to be done in this high level where we are playing at. And maybe he doesn't have that experience, but he has a great mentality, you know. He wants to win prizes with us, and he will put his little accents, of course. He also said, we have so much quality in the team, so he doesn't really need to teach us maybe football, but just some other parts, maybe mentally or also physically, he can maybe put some little improvements.
Do you expect the way Bayern plays to change much under Kovac?
No, not really, because that's also the quality you have in the team and the kind of players you have. And of course, we want to control games. We want to play our attacking football and be dominant in the game. And we have the control. And I think that's not going to change. But of course, maybe just a few little things. But we're just 3 weeks on our way now, and we're not even complete. A lot of players still missing. So I think we will see that when the season starts.
You have won the Bundesliga title 7 out of your 9 seasons at Bayern. What is the challenge to continue doing that, to continue winning year after year?
I think that there's always a challenge because, of course, people can say before the season, well, Bayern probably will win the league, but you first have to do it, and that's a mental thing, you know. You have to always be prepared, because every team who plays Bayern, they want to beat you, and they will always have something extra in them, man, that they put on the pitch. And So you have to be ready every game again, and we always have to perform at our best, because if you even like 10-15% less, then you'll be in trouble. And that's also what we saw last season. We were not playing at our best in the beginning of the season. We were 5 points behind, and then we started getting our rhythm, and we improved, and then we won the league quite comfortable in the end. But you always have to, yeah, every game starts again at zero, and if you're not mentally up for it, then you're going to be in trouble.
You mentioned this earlier, but I wanted to ask in more detail. How much longer do you want to play?
I think that's always an easy answer. It's like as long as I still enjoy it, as long as the body functions well, and I'm feeling fit and strong, then I want to continue. Yeah.
And what do you want to do after you're done playing?
I want to enjoy other things in life, you know, because I started playing professional football when I was 16. So it's already been a long journey. And because of that, of course, you live for your sports. Like now, my life until now is just football. And of course, you have different things. And of course, I have my family with my kids and stuff. But there are also a few other things that I was not able to do during my career now. And I'm looking forward to do different things, you know, apart just away from football, and just enjoy doing different things.
Any specific things in life?
No, I'm always like a huge sports fan. So also I would like to do other sports. When I was growing up, I was playing tennis a lot. But also like going skiing, you know, in the mountains. That's of course at the moment a bit risky, because if something happens, then you're a little bit in trouble. So that's something I'm looking forward to. But also like spending time with family, not having to miss out on all the nice things, celebrations, birthdays, all that kind of stuff.
I wanted to ask you one question about the Netherlands. We miss seeing the Dutch at the World Cup and at the Euro. What, in your opinion, is happening and maybe needs to happen in Dutch football to get back to these tournaments?
No, we just have to... it sounds easy, but you have to get back on track. And sometimes it's like a period where maybe... Yeah, it's a different generation. Maybe we've been lucky over the past with some great talents, great talented players. And maybe the last couple of years, the generation changes, and maybe the quality was a little bit less. Can be, I think, quite open and honest about it. And at the moment, I think we are doing better again. Some players made some big steps to some big clubs in Europe, and I think we're still looking good for the future, but that's something happens in football, and we missed out on a World Cup and on a European Championship, and hopefully that's going to be the last, and next year, in 2 years, we will be there again.
I wanted to ask you to finish up some fun questions I ask, sort of my rapid fire quiz, I call it, to some of the top players we've seen over the last 20 mm-hmm. years. Mm-hmm. Your greatest goal and why?
Well, greatest goal is, of course, the winning goal in the Champions League final in 2013. I mean, that's like a dream come true for any kid growing up and playing soccer, I think. Scoring in the last minute in a final, scoring the decisive goal. I mean, that's the best feeling you can get.
Best goal technically you have ever scored and why?
I don't know. Maybe there are a few that come up in my mind, but definitely one I scored in a semi-final, I think, with in a cup game against Schalke with Bayern. Was that was like in extra time, overtime, I don't know, 114th minute, I think, and when I received the ball from the goalkeeper in my own half, and then I just started dribbling, running, and going past people, and then it ended up like scoring the goal.
We'll put a link up to this in the online version. Toughest goalkeeper you have ever faced and why?
Yeah, I think that's a difficult one because there are so many world-class goalkeepers, but toughest one, I always I'm always like, that's the same one maybe that follows as well, like toughest opponent is like, yeah, you can make it tough for yourself, you know, you always have to look at yourself, I think, and if you're on top of your game and you're playing the best game you can, then normally it shouldn't matter who's the goalkeeper or who's your direct opponent, because then you have to be confident and you know you can beat any goalkeeper or any defender if you're having a good day.
Okay. Player you have most admired and why?
Admired? When I was growing up, my idol was Romario, mm-hmm. the Brazilian player, because at the time he was playing in Holland at PSV in Eindhoven. So that was actually the only one that I really admired when I was growing up.
Any particular reason why?
Yeah, because just his dribbling skills, scoring goals. It was amazing to watch.
Best coach you have ever had and why?
I think that's I cannot give one name because I've been lucky enough to work with some of the best managers, coaches in the world. Also when I give examples now, then probably I will forget one, but I think you can make up a list and then everybody understands that there has been a lot of world-class coaches, yeah.
And lastly, career achievement you are most proud of and why?
That's also, I think, of course, winning the Champions League, of course, and winning the triple that year in 2013. We won everything with Bayern. I think also with the national team. For a small country, of course, in the end, in football, only one title matters, and that's, of course, to become world champion. But I think for the small country we are, I think to finish second place and one third place in the World Cup, I think that also has been two amazing achievements that we can be proud of. But I think these are the ones. Then and especially the Champions League with Bayern. Yeah.
Arjen Robben, thanks for joining me.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I want to thank Arjen Robben for joining me. Next up is my interview with Serge Gnabry.
Our guest today is Bayern Munich's Serge Gnabry, who is just 23, but has scored double-digit goals in the Bundesliga the last two seasons with Hoffenheim and Werder Bremen. Serge is with Bayern on its U.S. tour for the International Champions Cup here in Philadelphia. Serge, thanks for joining me.
Of course, brother. Thank you.
Great to have you here. We first saw you several years ago playing for Arsenal. The last two seasons have been very good for you in the Bundesliga. How have you changed as a player, as a winger, since coming back to Germany?
How have I changed? I mean, I think the biggest thing is just to get the playing time. If you're out there on the pitch, if you're scoring goals, people can see you, people can talk about you, people recognize what you're doing. It's whole different when you're not playing, when you're on the bench or not even in the squad. That's what's kind of happened to me before the years at Arsenal. So it's a whole different thing. And yeah, for the last 2 years, I've been enjoying my football, coming out every week, playing, improving day by day in training. So I've really had a good time.
Bayern Munich bought you before last season, but loaned you to Hoffenheim. How would you describe the season you had at Hoffenheim?
I had a very good season. The big thing for me why I went out on loan again was to get some more playing time after I had a good season at Bremen. I also wanted to improve, and the coach at Hoffenheim I think is a good platform for that one, as you've been seeing over the last couple of years what he's done to that team, also to the players individually. So I've learned a lot. He gave me a lot of game time, and I really benefited from that. And also, yeah, keeping my scoring up as I did the season before really helped me.
What was it like playing for Julian Nagelsmann, the 31-year-old coach at Hoffenheim?
Definitely intense. He has high standards, which is, I think, a good thing. You know, if a coach wants a lot from you, is not satisfied easily, I think that gets the best out of the players. And I mean, the success they had just speaks for itself. And yeah, personally, I could learn a lot. He's, I would say, very, very tactical coach, very detailed, also trains a lot in small-sided games, which you have to think a lot. So that all of that really benefited me.
Now you're here with Bayern Munich. It's a nice opportunity. How are you looking at this season ahead with Bayern?
I think nice opportunity is a bit underrated, as you say, playing for Bayern Munich. No, I'm really looking forward to this. I mean, having signed for them, I knew I wanted to play for them one day, but last season I just felt it wasn't the right time for me. But now I'm ready. I'm really looking forward to it. You know, it's a big club with big history, big players in the team, and they always want to achieve big things. And that is one of the things I want to do as well, to win trophies in my career. And I think I'm at a club now where things can happen.
Tell me a little bit about sort of your story. And you grew up in Germany, and how you started in soccer, football, and started to put yourself in a position to become a professional.
Really, it started out in my hometown, which is Weissach near Stuttgart in Germany. I was a young kid, always playing around in the house, and someday my parents just took me out because they couldn't bear it anymore. And then they took me to the first football club, the local team. I've played there for 2 years. And then I switched several clubs, and then I landed at VfB Stuttgart, which was the highest in the area, at around 10-11, and I've been there for 6 years. And then, yeah, a club like Arsenal came, knocked on the door, and I said I wanted to take that risk. I mean, you know, or everyone that knows football knows Arsene Wenger, knows that he will give young players a chance, so I thought that would be a great step for me. Also to improve as a person, not just as a player, by doing something that not everybody does, and learning a new culture, learning a new style of football, which is a good one for offensive players, where you have the ball a lot. So all of that really shaped me, and the first couple of years at Arsenal went very well for me, apart after my injury not so much, and then I decided after the Olympic Games to take that step back to Germany to get some more game time, and since then I really enjoyed it again.
That's a pretty big risk in a life, not a life risk, a life change, to go to a completely new country, a new language, a new way of playing soccer. When you look back on it, is that something you're proud of, that you took the opportunity to do?
Definitely proud of it. It's a hard thing to do when you're, I think, 15, 16 years old, leaving all your surroundings behind, like I would say your comfort zone, where everyone knows you, everyone, like your family's around, and all of that stuff. And yeah, just to make a new step, I wanted to do it. I wasn't really scared of anything. There's a lot of people telling me, oh, you can't go to England, like you will not make it. There's so many players that went before you that didn't make it. So I really just said, okay, let's prove them a point, because I'm not everybody. And for the first 2 years, everything went, as you can say, as planned. As I wish it would have, and then after not so much, but I would do it over and over again.
I remember seeing you at the Olympics in Brazil, and you ended up being the co-leading scorer of the tournament. Germany got a silver medal. Some people in the world of soccer don't give much importance to the Olympics, but sometimes I disagree with that, because I think for Brazil that was a big moment for them to win. I think my sense is for you that was a big moment in your career. Is that accurate?
Yeah, very accurate. To the point. It was a big tournament. I think Germany hasn't been in it for the last 28 years or something. So it was pretty important to us players and to a country like Germany to be participating in that. And yeah, Brazil winning it, which was a shame for me, being in the final and losing on penalties. I think the whole tournament was really great. It was a good experience also to be in that Olympic Village, to see what other people are doing as well, not just us playing football. So the whole thing was really a good experience, and I think people should give more importance to it. And I think everyone that participated in that, played in it, no matter what sport, I think knows different.
You're a winger. How do you describe the way you like to play?
The way I like to play is just to be as creative as I can, to be scoring as many goals as I can, plus assisting as many as I can. I think it's just a thing where I'm good at one against one situations, being out wide, but also I can play in the middle, because I used to be playing a number 10 when I was young. Mm-hmm. So that also like kind of helps me nowadays to still be able to play in the middle or to switch up my position, and yeah, just making those forward runs behind the lines of the defense and then trying to score as many as I can.
I just spoke to Arjen Robben a second ago. He's 34. He's a winger. You're 23. You're a winger. When you observe him, and people seem to think of wingers in terms of young players. When you observe Robin doing what he's doing still, what do you look at?
I mean, everything. Observing him is very special. I mean, everyone knows what he's doing, but he still does it. He still does it well, and he still gets away with it every time. And I think that should be recognized more than it is. He has a very special technique. His touch of the ball is with his left foot is just so close that you can't get it. And for him to be in that shape at that age, I mean, I'm sure he's played with a lot of people back in the day when I was still young. And he's one of the few ones that is still playing on the top level. So I think at the end of my career or at the end of my age, I would love to be in the same shape as he is today.
You're playing for another relatively young coach, Niko Kovac, here at Bayern. It's his first season with Bayern. What have you learned so far about him?
What have I learned about him for sure is that he's a very disciplined coach. He wants the team to be really close with each other, so we're having a good spirit. I think that's very important. And also on the pitch, I mean, it's been only a couple of weeks. We've been training a lot in the endurance stuff, which is not always the funniest part of preseason.
Yeah.
But in the end, we'll benefit from it and we'll be fit, and it will help us in the end to win a lot of games. But what he's done in the last two seasons at Frankfurt, and also speaking to some of his former players, they've just said good stuff about him.
Mm-hmm. It's my sense that the Bundesliga has become a better league maybe for young players to come into than maybe the Premier League. Just when you see the amount of opportunities that are in the Bundesliga. And that's not just for German players, that's for players from around the world, including young Americans. Why is that the case, do you think?
I think it's because of the big money that is around in football today, especially in England. I mean, if you have the top six clubs there, all their starting 11s is players that cost 50 plus mil. So for a young player to make it past, I would say a big thing like a starting player in that team is very hard. And nowadays in the Bundesliga, the level's gone up, but also the coach has started to give young guys a chance, and I think that's very important. That's very good because everyone starts young, and yeah, I think that is the case why, comparing to the Premier League, it is a bit harder for people out there to break through than it is in the Bundesliga at the moment.
Okay. This season at Bayern Munich, what do you want to get out of it?
A title, for sure. As I mentioned in the beginning of this interview, I think that's what every sports person is in the sports for. Also, my goal is to improve day by day, week by week, and yeah, I would say month by month, to just keep up my level that I had for the last 2 years, and to also try and improve that one.
Lastly, I'm just curious, when you come to the United States, I don't know how many times you've been here over the years, what do you like about coming here?
I've been two times. I've been once to Phoenix to do my physio a couple of years ago, and now in the summer I went to Los Angeles. What I like about it is completely different to Europe. It's way more chilled, I would say. The streets are so big, the people are like everywhere, and I think it's just a good vibe being over here.
Cool. Well, we're happy to have you here, Serge Gnabry. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for listening to the Planet Football Podcast. I'd like to thank Arjen Robben and Serge Gnabry, as well as everyone at Cadence 13 and Sports Illustrated who supports this podcast. Please, if you like the pod, tell your friends, subscribe, like, and review it on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. It really does help the cause if you do. And check out the 30-minute Planet Football video show hosted by me and Luis Miguel Echegaray on SITV. That's available on SI.TV, Amazon, and FuboTV. See you next time.
Do you know about the Locked On Podcast Network? The number one daily sports podcast network. Locked On has a daily podcast on every NBA and NFL team, plus a growing lineup of college and MLB teams. You get a daily bite-sized podcast giving you the latest on your team from the local experts. Lakers fans, search Locked On Lakers. Cowboys fans, search Locked On Cowboys. Just search Locked On, your favorite team, on Apple Podcasts or Google Podcasts, or tell your smart speaker to play podcast Locked On, your favorite team. Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.